Joining me on the line now to talk Matariki is a personal favourite of mine. Look, you can call him a director, you can call him a producer, you can call him a writer, you can call him whatever, you can call him a public servant. I am, of course, talking about the irrepressible Larry Parr. Welcome, Larry. I was just going to say, sadly, I used the way of describing Hami Pitipi as the Omar Sharif of the North before. I'd like to describe you in such a way too, but I've already gone through my list of names. Matariki, Matariki, my friend, what does it mean to you?
Well, that's an interesting question to ask me because we've been so engaged in establishing it as a public holiday, and so if I think back to prior to it becoming a public holiday, it was a time where we as a whānau got together and celebrated, not necessarily in a tikanga Māori way, the beginning of the Māori New Year. So obviously I am really, really excited and happy about the way that it has been embraced. I congratulate the previous government for installing it as a public holiday. But more importantly, it's not just the fact that it's a public holiday, it's the fact that it's an acknowledgement of Indigenous mātauranga and our Indigenous mātauranga. And so, yeah, it's exciting. Obviously, having been born in Raitihi, I'm also a child of Puanga in the sense, because obviously that's what we focus on in the Whanganui area. But so Matariki, it's an opportunity to reflect on the year that's gone, and sadly in this year our whānau will have some a relatively long list of names to call. It's Maru o Puanga. And then to regather and refresh and look ahead to the year ahead of us.
You know, I'm glad you said that. Look, without talking about the nature and form of the public holiday, before the public holiday, I remember my nan. This would be the time where she would bottle preserves, and all of a sudden you'd have chutneys and marmalade and all sorts of stuff. My uncle Pud on Matakana Island, who was a dairy farmer, he'd be planting kumara. And so this is a tradition that isn't recent. These things have been going on for a long time.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's the beauty of it, because with that reflection on history, you get to retell those stories, and things that weren't so obvious to me then are much more obvious to me now. Like, for example, Uncle Pud planting his kumara patch.
So, do they plant it that early? Gee, I didn't realise that.
Well, I mean, Matakana Island is nothing more than a sandbar, so you can pretty much plant anything any time of the year and get away with it.
Actually, my only experience of planting kumara was when I was at Tipene, and there was a farmer up on the Bombay Hills who was planting kumara, and us boys, with senior boys who had finished the exams, we got to go up there and plant the tipu, and make some pocket money.
And that's we used to do this too, and even now we've got a planter box at home. We don't plant our kumara until about August, when it's just a little bit warmer. That is, in my mind, the best time to do it. And of course, my tupuna was Tukaki, and his son was Tamahai, and his other so Tamahai was a warrior, and his other son was a kumara planter. from there in whānau Wapanui. And so it's a tradition that's been going on in our whānau for a very long time. Now, I've got to ask the perennial question, how will you be celebrating Motariki? Is there a kai that you and your whānau dig around into, or is there something that you might do specially on the day?
Well, if I was doing our hākari for Matariki at home, I would be dusting off that bucket of tea that I've got.
Oh no!
I'd be making a boil up with tea and all of the good things for boil up. That's what I would be doing. This year I'm not doing that. I'll be in Queenstown where the national hotapu is taking place. So
yeah,
I'm going down there because we've been supporting it and funding the broadcast of the national hotapu for the last, what is the third year. So,
oh yeah. Gosh, that would be so awesome. I must admit, I was just telling Harmy Pitipi that if only he lived next door, I'd be bringing him crayfish from the Chathams, because a couple of weeks ago, my cousin who runs the takeaway shop on the Chathams sent me over some blue cod, and there happened to be a couple of crayfish in the box as well. Sadly, it's disappeared. Hey, Larry Parr, happy Matariki to you and your whānau, and all the best for the year ahead.
Right, mana wa te Matariki.
Kia ora. That is the irrepressible, of course, Larry Parr, coming to us from wherever he might be today. And don't forget the National Hotapu is coming live from Queenstown. We'll be